Gambling has expanded throughout Illinois as the state struggles to catch up with its budget deficit. The lure of additional revenue brought support from local governments, businesses, and unions, but not everyone is a fan, as some argue it takes advantage of the vulnerable among us. In this week's Illinois Issues Report, Daisy Contreras introduces us to a woman who's been fighting against state-sanctioned gambling for decades.
Anita Bedell has a nickname in the State House. People refer to her as the Church Lady, a reference to a Saturday Night Live skit. She's short, with gray hair, and an unassuming presence. But she's tough and relentless. She's fought toe-to-toe with big money interests, determined on bringing more gambling to Illinois. On the very last day of the legislative session in late May, lawmakers, lobbyists, and reporters had finally received the long-awaited gambling bill, consisting of hundreds of pages before it went up for a vote. In a packed committee room inside the Illinois State House, stakeholders presented their case to legislators. And of course, Bedell was one of them.
We're going to give you 3 minutes each to testify in opposition, and we'll start with Anita Bedell.
Thank you. 700-page bill, we wait 3 hours, and then we get 3 minutes.
You get three minutes. I can cut it to one.
Okay,
you want the
I
three?
I won't. But I'm right, just I'm tired like you are. Sorry.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Right.
That's how most gambling hearings unravel for Bedell, who is almost always last to speak, testifying to lawmakers who have already made up their minds. It's almost a David and Goliath type of situation. Except in her case, David rarely wins. But as you heard, she keeps her cool. Paul Black with the Illinois Great Rivers Conference of the United Methodist Church says he's never seen her angry.
There's been times I said, Anita, how in the world can you sit there and just do that? She said, I don't want them to know they're getting to me. And she, you know, she'll sit there and she'll take it.
Bedell leads a nonprofit called Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems. It began as a prohibition group in the 1800s. Bedell joined in 1994, just after the state legalized riverboat gambling.
And the first thing that struck me is that no one was speaking out. The media was all about the amount of money that's going to come in, all the economic development. And so in 1992, our organization got involved in the gambling issue.
Today, gambling expansion isn't the only thing on Bedell's mind. Adults will legally be able to buy and use cannabis in January. Bedell says she traveled across the state during the summer to get local governments to ban sales.
We are getting calls from churches, from pastors, from grassroots people who are very upset at this legislation and they want to do something.
Bedell says the state should not line its pockets with money from those suffering from addiction. And she has firsthand experience seeing the struggles addiction can bring. Her views were formed as a young woman who babysat for a family with gambling addiction. At the end of her work week, they had no money left to pay her. While some might call her the church lady, Bedell's lobbying style sticks to numbers and facts, not morality.
Some of the hardcore people who didn't want to hear it, they would just roll their eyes.
That's former State Senator Mike Jacobs, a Democrat who worked on gambling legislation during his 9-year tenure. His father, State Senator Denny Jacobs, was behind the state's first casino bill in the 80s. Jacob says Bedell's style is like citizen activism. He says gambling bills, past and present, have gone through at least minor changes in response to her work. Even among her own organization, Bedell has been a controversial figure. At first, she says, some wondered if she'd be the right person to lead the opposition.
When I first started speaking out against gambling, one of my board members said, he says, you are absolutely the wrong person for this. And then he stopped and he said, you know, that might be a good thing because they'll never expect anything to come from what you have to say.
Despite the powerful lobbying groups behind both bills, Bedell says she doesn't feel discouraged. She says she works for the people who don't have a voice in politics. Sharon Brown with Kumler Outreach Ministries in Springfield says she sees Bedell's motivation stem from a strong sense of conviction.
I think she could be very disappointed. She could be very frustrated with the issues she works on. But I think that she always remains grounded in who she's serving, and why she's doing what she's doing.
Bedell says, well, the road hasn't always been easy. She's ready for what's to come.
Again, I never expected to be here this long, but I just thought, you know, the Lord put me here, He kept me here, and He keeps sending people to help.
As gambling and recreational cannabis spread through Illinois, Bedell says she's not going anywhere. I'm Daisy Contreras.
You can read more about Anita Bedell at our website, nprillinois.org.